Yeah, it's Friday. Thank goodness. We've made it. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to this last segment of the Maggie Dawn Show. You got Dom Salvia coming up next on the Civic Media Radio Network. Hope you all have a beautiful weekend. Maybe get outside, enjoy some of this nice weather we've got today. Because don't worry, by Sunday, apparently there'll be snow flurries because it's Wisconsin. Amy from Madison texting in on the text line saying the correct pronunciation of the Irish cheers to your good health is sláinte. That's how I've always pronounced it. So sláinte, sláinte, or whatever it is. Hey, we got St. Paddy's Day coming up on Monday. I'm going to have a whole show dedicated to the holiday. We got live Irish music, discussion of Irish heritage. We're going to talk about hurling. So much fun. Do not miss it. But we do have a bit of political business to conclude our week with. Donald Trump, about 15 minutes ago or so, concluded his remarks before the DOJ. To put it mildly, it was a partisan diatribe. You know, Pam Bondi, during her confirmation hearings, talked about independence and objectivity and all that kind of stuff. That was all baloney. They didn't mean any of that. And you can tell that by listening to Pam Bondi give the opening remarks before Donald Trump gave his partisan rhetoric stump speech at the DOJ. There is no independence here. None. Zero, zippo, zilch. The DOJ and the FBI have become simply arms of Donald Trump's personal political machine. That's it. That ain't the way it's supposed to work. Not ever. Say what you will about Joe Biden. Say what you will about any law enforcement officer in particular. We all have our own individual political views. But they're not even trying to present a fig leaf of objectivity here because there is none. And I'm going to use an example that comes out of Brad Schimmel's mouth as to why independence of attorneys general is essential to the functioning of our constitutional republic. This is Brad Schimmel. Many years ago, he's the current candidate, a current candidate for the Supreme Court. That election coming up on April 1st. Brad Schimmel, in this next bit that you're about to hear, was asked, if you had been Wisconsin's attorney general back in the 40s and 50s, and you were asked to defend Wisconsin's ban on interracial marriage, would you have done so? And Brad Schimmel's answer is yes. Let's take a listen.
But if you had been attorney general in, say, the 1950s in a state that did not allow interracial marriage, do you think the proper role of an attorney general then was to not put himself or herself into the mix and say this is wrong?
Yeah, it is. And I understand the argument.
Your job is to uphold the law, even if it's something that we might back in the future as absurd or something.
Well, it might be distasteful to me.
Okay. Right. I appreciate your answer.
I've got to stay consistent with that as the state's lawyer. It's not my job to pick and choose.
Okay. That is a bunch of garbage. I know this because, one, I'm a lawyer, and two, I've been a government lawyer. As attorneys, whether you're Brad Schimmel as a former attorney general of the state of Wisconsin, if your name is Pam Bondi, current attorney general for these United States of America, or you are Maggie Dawn, corporation counsel for Milwaukee County, here's the thing. As a lawyer, you have and swear an ethical duty to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America. If you believe that the legislature has enacted a law that is contrary to the Constitution of the United States of America, you have a duty to tell your client, the legislature, and the president that. If the president or the legislature asks you to do something illegal, you have an ethical, moral, and constitutional obligation to say no. That's the point. This is the problem. And if Brad Schimmel was an utterly unqualified and ill-disposed to ever be on the state Supreme Court, if that clip doesn't show you that, I don't know what else does. You would have defended a ban on interracial marriage, even though you found it, I'm sorry, was what was the word? distasteful. I've got another word for you, Brad. Immoral, unconstitutional, inhuman, lacking of any sort of central organizing principle, that you have a job to do that isn't to follow immoral and unconstitutional laws to defend them mindlessly. If you can't find your way to that, Brad, do I trust you with fair maps? With a woman's bodily autonomy? No, I absolutely do not. And I don't think anybody else here should either. Now, I promised you to end us on a hopeful note going into the weekend. And it is this. Despite people like Brad Schimmel, the weak, people like Donald Trump, the weak, Pam Bondi, the weak, those lacking of a moral core, there have always been people that have stood up and said, even when difficult, even when personally costly, have stood up and told the truth and stood for our Constitution. We are those people. You are that person. And your job is to make sure that on April 1st, you and anybody that you can drag to the polls has shown up and voted for morality, for constitutional principles, and for fairness. You are that person. Have a great weekend, everybody. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together.